going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, it's 8 o'clock on Tuesday. It's time to get petty. 713-572-4610. Before we get to that, there is a texter, Seth. We were wondering, the Belichick ring cam video that popped like a year ago that's become topical again because of the relationship that he's in. Shirtless, yeah. Clearly looks like locked out of a house early in the morning. Like Pablo
Torres. Speculation Torres. That it was Jordan Hudson's house that he was locked out of. Yes.
Yeah, his girlfriend. I loved Pablo Torres' analogy. Like a bear wandering in the woods looking for food. That is what he looked like. Big old barrel-chested Belichick. We were wondering how that video made its way to the Daily Mail and the other outlets that were playing it a year ago. It was just a funny video a year ago. Now it's a possible breadcrumb in what could be other extortionable videos that might may or may not exist on the cloud somewhere. We'll see. Texter, the way it could have made it to the internet is through the Amazon Neighborhood Link program. You give all the Ring cameras access to use your internet network for connectivity. You have to go on your Amazon settings and opt out to disable it. He could have been hacked.
It comes with that in the first place, and then you have to opt out.
According to this texter, I guess.
But again, and that's where I wasn't trying to act like, oh, Jordan Hudson definitely did it whatsoever. Right. It speaks to the sloppiness of the way you handle your affairs. And as of right now, it looks like Jordan Hudson has introduced a whole lot of sloppiness to the way Bill Belichick conducts his affairs.
Yeah.
At least being around, if that is, it's the general sum total of all these different scenarios that, whether it's extortionable or not, it's just the kind of way that Belichick has never really operated before and has always been trying to keep things as close to the vest as possible.
Yeah.
And now everything's just open to the world.
He's just never had to account for stuff like this before, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Pettycast time. I'm going to start with Alperen Şengün. Good job, Alpi. Posted a, he did a post. I saw it on Twitter. I'm guessing it was up on Instagram as well yesterday. But it was a thank you post for the incredible season. Obviously, it's taken LP a week or so to process his emotions because it took a week to post this. Thank you, Houston, for another incredible season. I'm proud of this team, my brothers. We fought every step of the way, grew together, earned everything we achieved. The journey wasn't easy, but we stayed locked in. We're not satisfied. We're hungry for more. Season taught us a lot, and next year we're coming back stronger. Time to lock in, get to work, elevate. Let's get it. Hashtag Red Nation, hashtag H-Town, hashtag Next Chapter, hashtag Work in Progress, with a gigantic picture of Alperen Şengün dunking on Draymond Green. Hand on Draymond's head, arm in the rim, dunking on Draymond Green. That's petty. That's what this segment was made for,
He came around strong with that after just a very boomer-like 29 hashtags in his tweet. good job.
Nice recovery.
Yes, yeah. Good recovery from a psychotic number of hashtags.
Yes.
This one, it's a little tough for me to get fully on board with it because it's A, the Warriors won, and B, Draymond Green just really gave Şengün a hard time in that series.
He did.
And yet, I admire
Petty.
Much in the way, look, if you play your dad in basketball one-on-one all the time, if you just keep talking smack, at some point in your life, you're going to be better than your dad at basketball.
Right.
And Draymond Green is going to get worse and worse at basketball over the next few years. Talk that smack. Ideally, you'll own him next year. But if it isn't next year, it'll be the year after that or the year after that.
That's right.
So go for it. Yeah.
That's right. I just like it. Yeah. Alperin, the best kind of pettiness to me sometimes is when you're like, all right, that guy did kind of get the best of you, but you're still posting pictures of dunking on him. That is petty.
There's one thing I've learned in the last few years is that you never lose an argument if you refuse to concede that you lost
that
the argument.
That is right. Yes.
Yes.
Good
as
job.
Long as you just keep arguing and keep claiming that you won the argument.
That's
yes.
it. Yeah. You'll wear him down eventually. Yeah. All right. Next one. Trey Hendrickson probably has reason to be petty, but Trey Hendrickson put out a statement yesterday. Trey Hendrickson, leading sacker in the NFL last year, 17 and a half sacks for the Bengals, a Bengals team that has paid T. Higgins, that has paid Jamar Chase this offseason. Trey Hendrickson has 1 year left on his deal, and it seems like was told, hey, man, go out and do your thing this year, and we're going to take care of you. That has not happened yet. In fact, it's been the opposite. The Bengals have told Trey Hendrickson at various times this offseason, hey, if you want to go find a trade partner, knock yourself out.
Ain't no money left for you.
That's it. Well, this was Trey Hendrickson's side of it. This was his statement yesterday. No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level. Translation, not enough money. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they, all caps, are no longer communicating, meaning the Bengals. I have been eagerly awaiting. Boy, he might even mean the coaching staff there, which is, that's one thing for the front office to not communicate, but if it's the coaching staff too, that's something.
Yeah.
I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution of this situation, but that's hard to do when there's no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals.
Okay, before we read, I haven't read JJ's response on this yet. I intentionally did not read it because I didn't want my opinion to be softened or lessened by JJ and what he's saying.
Okay.
Two things about this.
Yeah.
One, you signed a free agency contract with the Bengals.
Thank you.
What did you expect?
Yeah.
What on earth did you expect, Trey Hendrickson? You signed the deal. You're not a rookie that was locked into a rookie contract that he had no control over or what have you. Play your stupid deal out, ball out, and then go get a deal elsewhere next year as a free agent or what have you. Two, you're a veteran in the NFL. You know damn well, or you should know damn well, that when a team says, don't worry, we'll take care of you, that your definition of getting taken care of could be wildly different than their definition of getting taken care
Great
of.
Point.
I will be a grumpy old man in this regard and say, nope, in this scenario, you signed your contract with the Bengals with a known reputation for not really taking care of guys all that often or frequently or regularly. What the hell were you expecting? You're no better than Bill Belichick if you were surprised that all of a sudden Jordan Hudson has brought a lot of drama into
his life. Yeah, no, that's a good analogy too. And I want to make something very clear because the Bengals are a bad organization.
Right.
You, in this instance, are not pro-Bengals.
No.
You are taking issue with Trey Hendrickson and the way he operates.
Don't act like all huffy and put out by it.
Yeah.
You signed a deal with the Bengals.
Right.
You got yourself into this.
Right.
Now
right.
Shut up and play football.
Are you
entertain me?
you want me to read JJ? JJ's
yeah, let's
tweet
see how
here?
Far okay. off I am. Yeah.
JJ says, I assume that your conversation with the Bengals went something like this. Last offseason, quote, we don't want to do a deal now, but we'll make you right next offseason and get it done early, end quote. Player has great season, dot, dot, dot. This offseason, low ball offer and or crickets. and then this is his advice to, and JJ's said this before, pay a fair price early or pay top dollar later. Teams want to treat it like a business, but don't like it when players do the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they're, I don't know. And that's, I guess I agree with everything JJ just said right there. But again, it's the Bengals. Like, if you didn't expect to, I don't have any sympathy for Trey Hendrickson.
And JJ Watt may very well, like, quietly agree with what you're saying about the Bengals. In fact, I'd be shocked if he didn't, but he's not going to put that on social media.
Well, no, and like, remember when JJ signed his first big $100 million deal, he said right along the way, like, this is the way it works. If you play really well, you're going to be underpaid by the end of the contract.
Yep.
That's you just got to understand that going in. Yeah.
Yep.
And I've always felt that with free agency contracts. Like if you feel like you're going to want to get paid more after you have a good couple of years, then sign a 2-year deal.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
You take the security of the big total dollar amount up front. You pay for it on the back end because you're going to be underpaid. So just sign a shorter deal.
I just see stuff like this, and the Bengals are not the only team going through stuff like this right now. Contractual drama with players, guys maybe wanting out, looking to get traded. I mean, you know, Tyreek Hill's doing it in Miami again. Jalen Ramsey's doing it in Miami. Dallas has had all sorts of issues with guys' contracts because the Dallas Cowboys drag their feet. And these aren't the only teams that do it. It's nice. I mean, it doesn't make for a ton of great controversial content coming out of NRG Stadium, but yeah. The Texans are a team like Danielle Hunter signed a 2-year deal. Guess what he got this offseason? Another $35 million because he balled out and had a bunch of sacks last year.
As far as the advice of both teams and players is this. If you're a team, never tell a player, hey, don't worry, we'll take care of you next year. Right. Because you already have a problem. Because taking care of somebody could mean a million different things. And usually the team and the player have a different opinion of what taking care of them is. And then as far as the player goes, right, don't ever accept that or believe that at face value when they say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. You're a sucker for believing that if they tell you. If you've been in the league for any amount of time and you think that this is all, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy, and there's no business, like, it's never going to get ugly, just you're a sucker for it. Don't be a sucker, Trey Henderson.
I would say just
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just make a rule if you're a player that if even the word contract comes up between you and anybody from the team, direct them to your agent. Just draw a line in the sand and say, I don't talk about anything contractually with anybody from the team. That's what my agent is for. Because I can tell you right now, good agents would not have taken "we'll take care of you" as the takeaway from those conversations.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Good. I don't know. I don't like when players act like the victim when it's a business. Like what JJ said there, I agree with him, but I think we might have a different stance on it, which is. Yeah, a lot of players are a sucker for the old, like, hey, give it the old team effort, and then they act shocked when they try to treat it like a business. Yeah. Like, no, you got to understand the entire way along the line. It's a business.
Yep.
And just, you won't be so emotionally put out by it when you all of a sudden realize that it's a business.
Shedeur Sanders met with the media this weekend at rookie minicamp and was asked, we continue with the Pettycast here at 8 o'clock segment on a Tuesday. Text in 713-572-4610. Shedeur Sanders was asked. We have the question too, right, Ben? Okay, this is a Tom Brady related question. Shedeur had a Zoom call. Shedeur and his dad, Coach Prime, had a Zoom call with Tom Brady after Shedeur went in the fifth round of the NFL draft. Here was that question. And
Tom Brady talked about sending your message after the draft. So, what did you take away from that? His advice to you.
That was it. My story is going to be similar. You know, I was a late round draft pick, but we're here now, so none of that stuff matters. That just mattered on the day, and I'm just excited to be here and ready to work.
Okay, so what did you take away from your conversation with Tom Brady, and the obviously the line that got a lot of attention? And I'm putting it in the Pettycast just so we can workshop this here. I do like some of the things Shedeur said, but. That my story is going to be similar to the guy that won seven Super Bowls.
Did you say my story is similar or is going to be similar?
Play it one more time, Ben. Can you play the answer?
That was it. My story is going to be similar.
Going to be similar, okay. Yeah.
Going to be similar, yeah. Now, I think because Brady had talked about it on one of the Paul Brothers podcasts that, you know, he said that the advice he gave to Shador was like, hey, it doesn't matter where you get drafted. I got drafted in the sixth round, all of that. So that part of it is, hey, you can go in and earn your way into having a great career. I guess the dissimilarity would be that I don't know if Brady told Shador, hey, you'll go on to win multiple Super Bowls.
That's how everybody's taking it.
A lock Hall of Famer, yeah.
Yes, this is the petty cast. So that's how, at least for the next 6 minutes, I choose to internalize it.
I'm gonna stand up for Shador on this. It was pretty vague how he described it, and he was probably just thinking about the exact, like, yeah, you're a late round, you're not a high draft pick, you're gonna have to earn it, and that you can, you know, don't worry about where you're selected.
It's worth, he supposedly has looked good at rookie minicamp, but I, having been to rookie minicamp with the Texans, I know what goes on there. There's not a lot that really tests you as a quarterback at rookie minicamp.
I saw a Cleveland radio host almost grudgingly, when pressed to say who looked better, that he thought that Dylan Gabriel looked better.
Okay.
But he was saying the same thing you just said. It's like they're out there thrown against nothing, basically.
I'll tell you some of the audio that was getting a lot of attention from up there. Maybe I can go find it. Is Dylan Gabriel, and I heard the audio on their station, Dylan Gabriel took issue with Mary Kay Cabot asking a question about the competition between Shador and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
To where he said, like, things like that are divisive. You know, like, that's, you know, like, questions like that are divisive. And boy, the host on the station killed him for that.
They killed Dylan Gabriel for saying that?
Yeah, they're like, well, these are questions. This is a normal question to ask.
Yeah.
So
I'll find the
audio.
Gabriel being combative.
I'll find the, he wasn't, I mean, the tone, I'll find the audio. I just thought it was funny, like, that he's that they were killing the kid already. All right, this I know you can get petty about. This is just randomly floated across my Twitter timeline, but anytime Anthony Richardson futility stats show up, it's fun to remind ourselves that the Texans reside in the same division with this scattershot fool. So Anthony Richardson, Seth, this, for whatever reason, the algorithm fed this to me. He's completed just 38% of his passes beyond 7 yards downfield when not pressured. So beyond 7 yards downfield when not pressured, Anthony Richardson is completing 38% of his passes. The NFL average is 57%. No other quarterback is below 45%. One touchdown and 6 interceptions on those throws. So if he's throwing anywhere behind the coziest of linebackers up against the line of scrimmage,
when unpressured,
yes, he is last among 44 QBs in this particular situation in completion rate, in expected points added, in touchdown to interception ratio, and he's 40th in accuracy, which I guess would be catchable balls.
It's actually, I'm going to say, but by his standards, it might not be that far of a drop-off from all other circumstances, because he completes 49% of his passes in all situations.
Yeah.
So, but he completes 45% of those.
Yeah.
Whereas the NFL average for these situations is 57%. So I feel like he's equally bad in all scenarios, whether he's being pressured or not.
He completes 38%. He's the only quarterback below 45%.
Gotcha. So he's 30. Okay, so he's addressing follow-up. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's, one of our listeners actually DM'd that, I think, to both of us. So I don't remember who it was.
Okay.
But yeah, he's awful, man. He is awful.
Yes.
And yet, because the Colts are a relative afterthought and people don't watch the AFC South all that much around the league, in any given week, there's a freakishly good play that Anthony Richardson makes and people will say, oh, thought he wasn't accurate.
Dude.
Oh, thought he was right. No. Yeah, he's very capable of making incredible throws, but he's also capable of widely overthrowing wide open Xavier Worthies for easy touchdowns
. You know, Adonai Mitchell is who you're thinking of.
Adonai Mitchell as well, but if Xavier Worthy were on that team, he'd overthrow him
for
too.
For sure. Anthony Richardson might be the only QB who would look bad at rookie minicamp. Someone just texted. That is true. Anthony Richardson would probably sail balls at rookie minicamp. Like, wow. Ooh. Against air. Huh. Question, and that's our petty cast. Text in 713-572-4610. Someone's asking, have there been any Texans-related leaks or rumors yet schedule-wise? I've not seen any. I've not seen any. Which
that might be bad news if you're looking for one of these special Christmas Day games. Or something like that.
That tells me the schedule might be a little more conventional this year than it was than it was last year. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. All right, the NBA lottery was last night. The Rockets are picking 10th. The conspiracy theories are flying. People bringing up examples of previous years where similar things happened. I have a question. How massive would an NFL lottery be in terms of popularity? If the NFL did their draft the same way the NBA did, how big a deal would that be? We will discuss that coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.